to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path, His word will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom that stands, one Savior, crucified, risen again and again, the life and liberty of all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's get big back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Okay, prayers. Joseph Smith, Dale, Teresa Smith, Dean, Carol Budd, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jarlene Sronce, Lass Key, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett Family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Paul, Alan Dagger, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Sandy, Carolyn Lyman, Brenda Nations, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Ben Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Cornell, Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Addie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigman, Kim Sigman, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Mary Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Fahey, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff. Is anything you can be took away or added to? Is it Carswell or Caldwell?
Carswell.
Yeah. I was trying to remember how to say the last name because it spelled different than what I thought. Yeah, okay. All right. Does anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
Thank you for saving me, and I thank you for always listening. And I do thank you for this being here today. I just wanted to thank God for saving me. And please remember me in prayer today. It's a year ago that Karina passed away. Just keep me in prayer, please. Yeah. I can say God for everything He does. Yeah. He knows we could be down, and He does perfectly. Mm-hmm. My dad has fought for me so much, and He knows. Yeah. And she's in a very place today.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Lord, for saving me, and been too good to us, and
Okay, if not, come on, I'm in prayer.
Miss Christie, you throwing back on? I'm a dear saint. It's so long, isn't it?
Is it gonna be all right? Is it gonna be all right?
Yeah. That's okay. I can hear. I saw him.
Oh, heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray, God, for each one of these folks that's on the prayer list, Lord, that you would touch and take care of each and every one of those needs. And Lord, we pray, God, for the ones that might be on our heart that we didn't speak. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch them as well. And God, we pray this morning for our church and the ones that are not here. Betty and Debbie, Lord, we just pray, God, and Teresa, God, that you bless them where they may be. And God, we pray, Lord, that you bless our little church, Lord, that you be with us and help us, Lord, as we stand to preach, Lord, that you give us the words to say, that the Holy Spirit of God would just fill us in everything that we do. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for the ones that are here this morning. God, we just pray, Lord, that you would just bless and touch them. Lord, we pray for Rosa this morning there as she grieves for her dilemma, for the going home of her daughter. We just pray, Lord, that you would just bless and touch her and Wendy and Dorothy. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just take care of our missionaries, Lord, the ones that are in foreign lands and the ones that are here. Country. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just be with them and lead them to die. Lord, we just thank you again for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I kept going, I'm like, why?
I might have took you out.
Yeah, I took it out the same day.
No, put it back.
No, it's probably in there, it's in the wrong place. Alright, everybody ready? I'm in love with my Savior, He's in love with me. He is with me from day to day, what a friend is He, watching over me while I sleep. Hear Him when I pray, I'm so happy as I can be, and I'm happy to say, somebody loves me, answers my prayer. Somebody loves me, I know He cares. Somebody tells me not to respond, that somebody is Jesus and I'm He's mine.
You will be happy if
you let Jesus have His way. He has worked for us all to do every passing day, feeding the hungry and somebody loves me, answers my prayer. I love somebody, I know He cares. Somebody tells me not to repine, that somebody's Jesus and I know He's mine. Then at last our work is done, He will call us home to that mansion He has prepared. Never more to roam, sit down by the riverside, cares all pass away, and never pain to bear, what a happy day. Somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I'm loving somebody, I know He cares. Somebody tells me not to repine, that somebody is Jesus and I know He's mine.
You're good on that one.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you sung that one. And I can't half see these words.
Maybe you need grace.
It's a grace, it's so much.
The time
of the word. Grace.
No, the chorus, but I don't know the rest of it.
We'll sing it a couple more times, we'll learn it, even if the words not right there. Alright, page 39.
My heart, I so many blessings for being with me every second in my life. For teach me, for love me, for everything. Amen.
His son is buried, sent to die.
down the cross, my worn and bloody berry. He bled and died to take away my sin. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. I pray the hour, I pray the hour. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. I pray the hour, I pray the hour. When Christ shall come, we shall acclamation and take me home, while you shall fill my heart. Then I'll shall bow and humble adoration, and then proclaim my God how great the honor. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to how great the heart, how great the heart. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great the heart, how great the heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's all I need, when just I need someone to talk to. He always there to hear my prayer. Each time I call him, he's all I need. He will supply my thirsty soul and satisfy, because he is the Lord all of us. He's all I need. He come for me when I'm worried. He see every pain, feel my deepest lonely, down and down again. He's my whole inspiration, my heart. It's all I need. It's all I need. I need no turn to any other, because he is a friend is closer than a brother, and on this friend I can rely to be my strength as time is gone. Because he is the Lord all of us, he's all I need.
should make you honorary treasurer, if you're still on that.
Sure too much, you don't want.
Okay, we're gonna pick back up in Genesis chapter 6, where we left off this morning, verse number 8.
What chapter are you in?
Chapter 6. Pick back up in verse 8 where we left off this morning with part 1. It's part 2. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I brought up this morning in Sunday school that, you know, just like Noah here found grace in the eyes of God, God's ready to destroy the whole world. But this one man found grace in the eyes of God. And how, you know, we have found grace in the eyes of God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And because of that, just like Noah was saved from the flood, we're going to be saved from the wrath of God, His wrath upon this world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God's going to call us, you know, Jesus is going to come get us. We're going to be there in heaven. By God's grace.
Amen.
Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. And it's going to continue on. You know, we were looking this morning about the wickedness of man and how God has seen it. It's going to continue on here as we read. And it says that Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was full of violence. All right, now we're talking about violence now. Folks, you ask me, tell me something. Thinking about violence, have we seen it in our lifetime? It seems like it gets worse every day, don't it?
Amen.
You know, God seen that the world was corrupt. The earth was corrupt. And filled with violence. Because, man, it don't take much to spark off of violence. Like, I mean, look, during all those protests and stuff, at the violence. I mean, you know, tearing stuff up, burning them down, breaking, stealing. I mean, that's the very definition of violence. I mean, whole cities destroyed. And they make it to be justice. The Lord said, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
But see, we're living in a time where we don't need to be hateful. We need to be lovable. We need to be forgiven. And that's hard to do sometimes.
Right.
You know, to forgive. And, you know, bury the hatchet with the handle down and not stick it up.
Yeah.
But our world is violent.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
People are corrupt. I mean, I can see the very things, you know, like we're in over in Matthew and Luke, it says, you know, in the days of the coming of the Lord, that it's going to be like the days of Noah. And I'm going to be honest with you people, I can read this morning, and I can see the things that we're reading here in chapter 6 of Genesis. I can see these things in our world today. And what makes it so bad, what I see today is worse than it was yesterday. And tomorrow it will be even worse than today.
Yep.
The violence, the evilness, the wicked thoughts, the wicked things that people do. You know, it's like we read over in Romans that, you know, men would do with men things that are unseen, unimaginable. It's wicked.
Yep.
All right, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. Let's just take one little section of the earth. This is the whole entire earth. God's looking at all of it. He's saying it's corrupt. There is no righteousness in it. Can you picture that in our world today? I can see it very clearly. If you can't, go home and turn on the news.
Yep.
And watch it. You'll see it. It's there.
Right.
All right. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. He's going to take the very earth and destroy mankind.
Yep.
At the end, this world is going to burn. It's going to be a ball of fire. Now, I was watching, maybe the program's called Nova that they show on PBS. Mm-hmm. And they were showing, scientists believe that the earth is going to be destroyed by the sun because it's going to go supernova. Then what happens to the earth? It's going to what? Burn. Okay, you just read chapter 6, verse 13. You know, here he's going to destroy the earth with the earth, destroy mankind and the creepy crawly things and, you know, the animals that's not on our earth is going to be destroyed by the world. This world is going to burn. It's going to be destroyed. All right, now it gets into the part where I like to use this part as a focus on following instructions of the Lord. Now, Noah here has been told that God is going to destroy this earth. But Noah's also had been found with grace. So God's going to spare him. And this is how God's going to spare him. He is going to make a safe haven for Noah, his family, and the animals that he chooses to be on that ark. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning, church. You know, this is describing, part of the building of the ark. But I'm going to tell you something. We have our safe haven as well. And it was nailed to a cross.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark. It shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion in which shall make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth is 50 cubits. And the height is 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and a cube shall thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shall be set in the side thereof in lower and second and third stories shall thou make it. Now he's given Noah specific instructions. I want you to see that this morning. That Noah's taught is being told exactly how to build a safe haven for him and his family and the animals. God is directing. God is the designer. He is the architect. He's the engineer. And Noah and his sons are the carpenters. You know, when this building here was built, you know, there was somebody draw up a drawing, this is what it's going to look like, this is where the foyer is going to be, this is where the staircases are going to be, this is where the sanctuary is going to be, this little room and that little room, the basement, you know, everything was drawn out on a piece of paper in detail, and those carpenters built it to that spec. It's what God's going now. He is giving the carpenters the specs. Amen? And behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven? And everything that is in the earth shall what?
Die.
He's going to destroy it all. But with thee I will establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wives, thy sons and thy wife, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And every creepy thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall be bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. Thou shalt be male and female. Church, how many genders do you see there? Male and female. Two. I thought I'd just point that out, then we read it. Wasn't no three or four genders, just two. That's one of the weaknesses of this world. You know, they don't trying to make little boys into little girls and little girls into little boys. guess I'll stop on that right now. All right. Fowls after their own kind, cattle of their own kind, and every creepy thing on the earth after its kind, two of every sort shall come into thee to keep them alive, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for the food of thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So we find here in this session that there were certain instructions that had to be followed. Noah followed them exactly as God pointed them out. Now I'm going to ask you something this morning, church. What is God? What's His instructions for us? His instructions for us is to go out into the world and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're in that safe haven. We're in that ark. Folks, this morning, the ones of us that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are safe. Now, you think about it. Those folks was in, and all those animals was in that ark. And those flood waters came. And that, I mean, look, that boat didn't even have a steering wheel. It didn't have one of them rudders at the back of it to tell it for whoever's on the inside to tell it where to go. God was driving that thing. And they were saved. Even in the storm that flooded and killed out the whole world. Why? They were safe in the storm.
Amen.
Folks, I want you to see something this morning. Glory to God, because we're in Jesus.
Amen.
We're safe in the storm.
Amen.
Just like Noah and his wife and children. We're in that ark. And that thing was to and fro. They had no control over it. But glory to God this morning, church. I want you to know, because you're in Him and He's in you. And we're all Him and you and all of us together in the Father.
Amen. Amen.
We're in a safe haven here in this wicked world. Think about that. God gave Noah specific instructions on how to build that ship.
Yes.
That ark. For him, his family, and all those animals. And he took care of them.
Amen.
Don't you think that he'd take care of us this morning?
Amen.
Here in Jesus?
Yes.
Jesus hung on a cross. He wasn't made of wood. Amen?
Amen.
Because He hung on that tree. And He gave His life for us.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God this morning. Church, think about it. Here we are, we wonder, we rub our hands together. What are we going to do? We're in a panic. Nothing is going right. Nothing is going to. But we're in Him. We're safe. We're secure. Glory to God. Think about it. I want you to just go home today and until time to come back, just think about where you are in this life. Just like Noah and his family is going to be in the safety. And when we come back tonight, we'll read chapter 7. And we'll find that they're in that safety. They're in that place of safety. This morning, church, you, look at yourself and point your fingers back. You are in a place of safety in a world that is turned upside down.
Amen.
It just makes me speechless to know that God can show me this morning in chapter 6 of Genesis that because Noah was safe in an ark, I'm safe in the bosoms of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's something to think on a while today in the church. You know, we read this, and all we see is somebody building a ship. He's not building an ark. He's building a place of safety.
Yep.
God made our place of safety laid down in a manger. Amen?
Amen.
Hung him on an old rugged cross. And on the third day, raised him out of a rock tomb.
Amen.
Something to think about, church. Something to think about. All right, we'll come back tonight and start in chapter 7. This is, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but this is really lighting. It's really lighting my wood. I like it.
Amen.
What God's showing us here this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. Brother CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for being here. Love, pray, and bless you, God. Thank you for the message we just hear, God. Let the heavens on, God. Remember, love, God.
Amen. Amen. All right, 5 o'clock, folks.
I can't tell time.
I've got a plane lost.
Well, I'll call them.
I say that thing I do, though. Sometimes I do. I bring them with me.
How quick you
can. It's like yesterday. I was going somewhere and forgot where I was going as I was going down the road.
Hey, I do that quite often. I'd be going the right way, you understand? Where am I going?
You're going to start like Christy Drive.
Uh-oh.
Start like Christy Drive, you wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah. Listen. Christy don't drive.
Yes, she does. Drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say I've got a bunch of
stuff. What is this?